All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
I mean, imagine if someone sent you the wrong bill for something that you didn't buy and you paid because you didn't know for 18 years.
For 18 years, you never noticed it? How do you not notice that?
This is the story of Ken. It's our setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without paying the wrong utility bill for 18 years, you're doing okay.
Oh, utility bill. So maybe he didn't necessarily know that's not his usage.
Exactly.
Oh.
Ken lives in California in an apartment complex, right? And so he was keeping a careful eye on his electric usage. He even bought a device to tell him how many watts his appliances were giving off so he could try to track his daily energy consumption.
Wow, that is extra.
I know.
Close attention.
Exactly. And for this to slip, this is crazy. So he was trying to keep his costs down, right? And by making these changes,
he was cutting back, trying to, lower his bill, as we're all trying to do.
Yet nothing was happening. It wasn't affecting anything. He would go out, he'd look at his meter, nothing seemed to be matching up. So finally he called the utility company, kind of like the LG&E over there in California, right?
Uh-huh.
They sent a worker out there and they were like, you're right. There is an issue. So his apartment was linked to the wrong meter. So he was literally paying someone else's electric bill and they were paying his. Probably enjoying all the cost-cutting savings.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, well, this is great. This is low cost. This is awesome.
We're great.
We're never leaving.
We're never leaving. This is great.
Wow.
Yeah. And so finally, they realized the error, and the electric company was like, we regret any inconvenience.
Sorry. We got it right now. Okay, bye. Really?
Your next bill will have the updated usage.
Great, but can we do a little adjusting over the last 18 years?
Yeah, we don't know if that's the case. We don't know what or how they plan on, if they are all going to compensate them for those years of paying someone else's bill.
Well, and I bet there's some sort of loophole like that says, well, if you didn't notice it before and we couldn't have helped you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how can we know?
I mean, that
you didn't know.
That may be just one of those, like, and I hate to use the word, but like idiot taxes that you pay, you know?
Oh, gosh, but he's not an idiot, though. I mean, how in the world
it's not
are
even
you
his
supposed
fault.
To understand exactly that your apartment is hooked up to somebody else's?
It's not his fault.
Oh, that is tragic.
It's so bad. So bad.
Like, I'm just wondering what kind of difference that amounted to every month.
Yeah.
Over 18 years.
Yeah, I mean,
like how much more money he was paying than he should have.
Well, we're going to find out next month when he gets his new bill.
Oh, yeah. And then I'd be like, okay, so you figure out,
what the difference was and then multiply it times 12 times 18.
Exactly. Yeah. And then call him back.
Yeah.
Call him back and say, I did the math for you. I did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we need to have a chat.
Yeah. So there you go.
Ouchie.
Said to the bar story. Sorry. This idiot tax is going to Ken for now.
Oh,
and this is an example
years of
what not to do in a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Oh, I mean, I don't think there's any way that my house is connected to anybody else's house. I mean, your meter's on your house.
Yeah. Yeah. But in an apartment complex,
that's a different story.
Yep. That is your setting the bar story.